This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, the Washington Post reports President Trump advised his son, Donald Jr., on the first statement Jr. made about his meeting with a Russian lawyer back in June of 2016. You can see the Post's headline here. Trump urging his son to release a statement saying the focus of the meeting was the adoption of Russian children, not to get damaging information about Hillary Clinton. Joining us now to discuss this, Brad Blakeman, former deputy assistant to President George W. Bush, and Adrian Elrod, the former director of strategic communications for Hillary Clinton. I might point out, Adrian, that once again, this story is apparently the product of leaks inside the White House. Somebody apparently told the Washington Post this information about a conversation that the president had on board Air Force One, which would be a very privileged conversation. I mean, a very high-level group of people. But let's say that the president did do this. How much trouble, in your view, is he in?
Look, this is a deeply troubling development if, in fact, this is true. I mean, if this is true, this is the president of the United States directing his son to lie about the purpose and the intent of this meeting that he had with the Russian attorney. It's a sad day in America when we're sitting here wondering if the President of the United States, when he goes out there and says lies, those lies are actually a crime. That's what we're dealing with here, and that's the sad state of affairs that we're currently in.
And Brad, do you see it differently?
I see it much differently. Look, the Democrats, from the time he was elected, were alleging impeachment for crimes that don't exist. So this is just a wish list of Democrats. The fact of the matter is, the president has a right to speak to his son about anything. And by the way, the sources are unnamed sources, typical of the Washington Post. So the president has to deny all the time, scurrilous allegations that have no name behind it. So Jay Sekulow, the president's personal attorney, has already told us that this did not happen. And that's a name source. That's the president's attorney. So what's there to be seen here?
Yeah, Adrian, the president's attorney has said on a couple of occasions that the president wasn't involved in any way in dictating or telling his son what to say about this Russian meeting.
Well, look, the leaks that are coming out of this White House are deeply troubling, and it's certainly hindering the president from getting his agenda, whatever agenda he has that he wants to get passed. But look, at the end of the day, this is another example of a drip, drip, drip coming out on Donald Trump, his campaign, this White House's potential collusion with Russia to alter the election. This is only raising more questions in terms of why was he covering anything up? If this, in fact, was true, then why didn't he come out and say in a statement, I did not do this, I did not direct my son to do this?
The president has said that it's an excuse the Democrats offer for losing the election, Brad.
Absolutely. They have been in a resist mode from the time that Donald Trump won the election, and it's continuing. They're grasping at straws. The fact of the matter is we have two congressional investigations underway. We have a special counsel looking into this. If everybody will just stand down and let the responsible parties do their work, the president has no obligation to come out every day and deny unsourced allegations about what he may or may not have done. I mean, that's just crazy. Let the system work with the appropriate authorities who are doing the work, and then when the work is completed, I'm sure the president will have something to say.
Adrian, the president, in a conversation with his son, obviously can say whatever he wants to. The question is, will there be at some point, some investigation? Will Robert Mueller be asking questions about what the president said on board Air Force One, reportedly, to his own son?
Look, here's the bottom line. It's not a crime to lie to the American people as president. It is not a crime to direct your son to lie to the American people if that's, in fact, what happened. But what is a crime is to lie in front of a grand jury. And I think that Bob Mueller will be looking at this pattern pattern of behavior as he investigates and continues this investigation into potential collusion with Russia and the Trump campaign. And again, if these leaks are coming out of the White House, to the extent they are now, let's see what actually happens in front of a grand jury if it gets to that point.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi, everyone. This is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised, and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey,
it's minutes after the top of the hour. Dr. Ann Pierce joins us now, author, commentator, scholar in the areas of American presidents, American foreign policy, as well as American society. She's the author of A Perilous Path, The Misguided Foreign Policy of Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and John Kerry. And it is a bit of that perilous path that we're still having to deal with, Dr. Pierce, don't you say?
Oh, that is so right. I mean, you've probably been noticing on my interview schedule, I'm taking more breaks than I used to, and that is because I've spent my life passionate about what's going on in the world, focusing pretty much every day of my adult life on human rights violations, threats to our democratic way of life, this kind of thing. Yeah. But I have never seen the world so bad, really, in my lifetime in terms of escalating atrocities, hostilities, growing threats to the NATO alliance, and just in general, a world exploding all over, nuclear proliferation. So I am finding that I need to take a break once in a while, because otherwise it might be overwhelming.
Yeah, you got to decompress. I mean, be like me. I go out and hit golf balls every day just about when I can, just to decompress, and I got to tell you. But, hey, you deserve the break. But my hope, as I'm hearing you outline, you know, these things and just give us a broad overview of what's happening around the world, is this is the opportunity for, you know, the beacon of freedom out of this country to really shine bright. And unfortunately, we're a bit distracted right now with a lot of the obstructionism that's happening within our political world, you know, some of the divisiveness that's happening here. But I think, you know, being the eternal optimist, as my father would characterize me as, I think it's a golden opportunity for, you know, the beacon of light of freedom to shine forth in a strong sort of way.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, we are so distracted. It's all about what Trump did and Trump didn't do. And in the meantime, we have these truly grave world problems. There were times when we could afford to simply focus on what someone said and didn't say. But at this point, we really do need to be focusing what's going on in the world. And I agree with you that we do have this opportunity. And it's not just an opportunity. It's now an urgent requirement if we want to stabilize that post-World War II international order that the Cold War presidents worked so very hard, presidents, secretaries of state, their teams worked so hard to build. And, you know, right now, that whole post-World order is in threat. So we have to return to our best foreign policy traditions, which emphasize both, in my opinion, national security and global stability and political freedom and human rights. And what we've learned again and again, World War II should have taught us this forevermore, that if we only emphasize one or the other, if we leave out human rights, if we leave out the emphasis upon building our military defenses against emerging threats, it's not going to work out well for us. So
exactly.
We just have to put our best hats on right now.
And you consider what is in play right now, Dr. Pierce, as you lay this out. Wow, I mean, we've got some players in the right position to make this happen in a dramatic way. And this is why I'm a bit frustrated with some of these naysayers and these obstructionists. You know, I just want to call the question on them. Say, look, if you got the goods, put it up or shut up. I mean, we got to get this country back on track. We not only internationally are people looking to America. I mean, case in point, see what happened in the Muslim world when Donald Trump, you know, went to Saudi Arabia and there were 50 Muslim leaders there listening to what he had to say. I mean, they weren't, going into some big food fight. They were basically saying, thank God, it looks like America is coming back on the international stage and be the force that it has always been and it's destined to be, and in other parts of the EU and NATO as well. You've got these countries that are welcoming the leadership of the United States of America. But it all gets distracted with what is happening domestically. I mean, we've been chewing on this Russia thing and all these other distractions, for six critical months of this current president, but all for the sake of partisanship. We are wasting a lot of time and money and political capital along the way for what? Just because you disagree with the way the American people voted?
Oh, yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, you referred to the Middle East tour. What we've seen ever since Trump was elected, I was watching it closely. Within 1 month, there was broad condemnation of his lack of so-called coherent policy in Asia, in the Middle East, and Europe. Well, what president has coherent policy by 1 month? But as you said, he has a very strong foreign policy team in place. You have Nikki Haley, who's become a hero to me in the UN,
exactly. Mm-hmm.
And, James Mattis in position of Secretary of Defense, and Tillerson, who has disappointed me on Syria, but who's been really strong in other areas, and McMaster, of course, in national security. You have a really strong team, and what Trump has shown is that his rhetoric is often worse than his actual policies, because he makes all these bombastic statements. It doesn't do him any good. He's his own worst enemy, whereas Obama's rhetoric was always better than his policies.
Right.
You know, Trump's is always worse than his policies. But what Trump seems to do in terms of formulating foreign policy is to get this team together and to actually listen to them. That's apparently how he ran his businesses. And then he gives them leeway to come up with a plan. Having said that, on the Russia thing, I totally agree with you that we are so distracted that we are not focusing on these world problems, because we're so distracted with the Russia domestic interference in our elections. But one way that that hurts us in terms of actually coming up with a very important critique of Trump's policies on Russia is that in focusing on that, we're not really discussing in the way we should the Trump team's very, in my mind, troubling mixed messages on Russia. I mean, what we need now in the face of Russian aggression in Europe, Eastern Europe, you know, the Baltics, Middle East, very much the biggest presence in the Middle East it's had in decades. And what we need is moral, strategic, and military clarity. And instead, you have this administration sending tremendously mixed messages. I mean, you had Trump and Putin having a conversation on the sidelines of the G20 summit. But before that summit, Trump had made a statement, well, they didn't interfere with our elections. But then he comes out and says that in that summit, he did pressure Russia on elections. But to me, the much bigger point is that Trump and Putin agreed on a ceasefire and a no-conflict zone in southwest Syria.
Exactly.
And then Tillerson followed that up by saying that we actually have common goals with Russia and Syria. Well, that is just absolutely outrageous. I mean, Russia has from day one been the prime, along with Iran, supporter of the brutal, genocidal Assad regime, and every time Secretary of State Kerry went along with a so-called Russian peace plan for that country, it had no other effect than to prop up Assad and buy him time. And usually it was just when time was running out.
Exactly.
The United States and Russia would come to Assad's rescue.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You've heard the phrase, go with your gut. But how can you go anywhere without better digestion, more comfortable joints and muscles, or just more energy? Chances are, we've already solved your problem. We are OneWorldWay.com. Yes, whey, the secret weapon of many bodybuilders that use it to sculpt a lean, muscular body. But not just ordinary whey supplements. At OneWorldWay.com, our energetically encoded whey is a totally new form of whey. One that's much more powerful with health benefits that are nothing short of amazing. Like helping to relieve muscle and joint pain, detoxification, improved intestinal elimination, muscle mass, sexual potency, blood sugar, energy, and mood. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded raw whey protein derived from Amish raised grass fed cows for maximum potency. Call or click oneworldway.com or 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Change your frequency and change your life with superpowered oneworldway.com.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hey, DC, there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember?
Hello from the other side. I must have caught a thousand times.
Bill Martinez live.
Breaking your heart.
love that song. What a great voice. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Dr. Ann Pierce is with us. We continue our conversation. Author, commentator, scholar in the areas of American presidents, American foreign policy, as well as our American culture. She is author of the book, A Perilous Path, The Misguided Foreign Policy of Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and John Kerry. No doubt, in the midst of everything that you are committed to, Dr. Pierce, I sense there is a follow-up coming, and hopefully it's a not-so-perilous path under this new administration.
Obama, Clinton, and Kerry's foreign policy was disastrous on all fronts, moral, strategic, military. They let down our defenses, degraded our ideals, reached out to the world's worst dictators and offered to negotiate with them without any preconditions, and went along with ideas that we could cooperate with the likes of Kim Jong-un in North Korea, and of course in Iran made a very compromised deal to supposedly end that nuclear program, and then followed it up with all kinds of side deals that were most of them secret that gave Iran even more than it had gotten in the deal itself. So I'm, as I said before the break, I'm disturbed by the mixed messages that the Trump administration is sending to Russia. And most other areas of the world, China, North Korea, Iran, elsewhere, Pakistan, relations with allies in the Middle East, with Sunni allies, I see a vast improvement. Relations with Israel, obviously, have improved tremendously under the Trump administration. But I am concerned about the mixed messages on Russia. Having said that, I am appalled by Democrats who are now suddenly so concerned about Russia, because how can you say voters so-called deserve to know about Trump transgressions when you didn't investigate any of the Obama transgressions people were so upset about? I mean, you had the Holder Lynch Justice Department, the Panetta and Rice misdeeds. You had all the Iran and Russian enablers in that administration, and then the obstructionism anytime they were questioned about why they weren't enforcing sanctions on Iran, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, the skirting of laws, the refusal to answer questions about all those Iran side deals, and I'll stop on this point soon, but the other point is the policy point. If you look at Obama, Clinton, Kerry, and Democratic policies toward Russia, they could not possibly have been more enabling to Putin's Russia. I mean, it started with that very generous START treaty, which gave away way more in nuclear weapons than we needed to give. We were the ones that had the advantage. It then continued on to the dismantlement of missile defenses in Eastern Europe when Poland and the Czech Republic had stuck their necks out agreeing to that. We just pulled the rug out from under them, and we degraded our own defenses. We failed to implement military modernization programs when Russia was charging ahead with theirs. The Obama administration had a very weak and immoral response to Ukraine. You didn't see any passionate statements about Russian aggression there. And then worst of all, in my mind, getting back to Syria, was the Obama administration's continuous deferral to Russia's horrific actions and plans for Syria, which, as I said, had no other end result and no other desired result than to prop up the genocidal Assad. And many of the times Russia came up with those so-called peace plans for Assad, Assad's time was running out. He is the most detested person in the Middle East, and that's among Muslims.
Well, boy, there was a lot there. Let's deal with one at a time. But it's all under the theme of mixed messages, and you lay this all out, and you barely touch on Hillary Clinton and her pay-for-play, state office and what they did in terms of, bolstering the treasury of the Clinton Foundation, through Russia and getting money from them, this 20% of uranium that went to the Russians, and then the people that benefited from it right away, almost instantaneously, was Bill Clinton with, $500,000 speeches, which was, probably at least four or five times over normal. you know, for a former president's speech. He's getting paid a ton of flipping money. Millions of dollars are going into the Clinton Foundation. So, yes, you talk about the hypocrisy of the Democrats and how they sat on their hands and did nothing. And, you know, Trump is just trying to get his feet underneath him, and Maxine Waters and these other operatives are yelling about impeaching the president. It is humongously hypocritical.
I agree with everything you said. The Clinton Foundation, the uranium deal, and this focusing on all these transgressions to the exclusion of policy shows what the Democrats are really after. They're after bringing Trump down, and we know that because of all these leaks and how those leaks were actually encouraged by Obama and Clinton. You don't do that if you want a stable democracy. Just don't do that. That's outrageous. It's unlawful. And everything you said.
Well, what she had promised, right? She promised a stable transition in the debate, that she would be there, and they took exception. Because, you know, Trump's response wasn't warm and fuzzy like hers, here it is, the way it's being played out. It's like, wait a minute, they didn't hear the question? They didn't hear Hillary's answer about how they were going to transition, you know, power from the Democrats to the Republicans, from Barack Obama to Donald Trump?
Yeah, and I think it's such an insult to the American people to constantly be implying or even saying outright that the person they elected is invalid and that he never would have been elected if it weren't for this and that. It's such an insult to the American people, and it's destabilizing to our democracy to keep saying things like that. And the Democrats operate like this all the time. I mean, you think about Obama. He paved the way for Trump in so many ways, and one of the ways that I see that he did that was that he continuously stigmatized Congress and stigmatized Republicans. And then he conflated the two, and he stigmatized Republicans in Congress. And so Republicans in Congress became a nemesis. And Trump was able to come along and say, it's a swamp. We need to drain it. Mm. Well, there were people who really weren't doing what they said in Congress. But I was just at that time going in and starting to attend House Foreign Affairs Committee meetings, Senate Foreign Relations Committee meetings, Senate Intelligence meetings, you know, meetings on everything from sex trafficking to all kinds of important issues. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting there and I'm saying, wow, I see a lot of Republicans working really hard. And they're asking questions in these meetings, and these State Department appointees are taking the fifth. They're refusing to answer. They're refusing to say why they won't support stronger Iran sanctions, or why they're undermining already in place laws that were very successful in putting pressure on dictators who enabled sex trafficking, all this kind of thing. And I'm in there, and I'm thinking, you know, there's a bigger purpose here in completely undermining the public's view of Republicans in Congress. And I know there are lots of valid individuals in Congress we need to criticize and put pressure on, but I do believe that stigmatizing had a real effect.
Well, one final point here. We got about 30 seconds left here, Ann, and that is I think President Trump is way overdue to come up with some sort of positional paper on Russia to make it clear and forthright once and for all what the Trump administration is going to do about Russia.
Yeah, he gave such a great speech in Poland, and he gave good speeches, I thought, in spite of the criticism on his Middle Eastern tour. And I wish he would give speeches like that in the United States.
Exactly. We're out of time, Dr. Pierce. As always, great to have you with us. Appreciate the insight. Thank you.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that make may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, that's just one of the many choices you have, because we believe in choice here at Bill Martinez Live. Any one of the 280 connections and affiliates that we have around this country of ours. Of course, even on shortwave, red state radio. In fact, we're very soon able to connect with Alexis, so you'll be able to talk to Alexa. Hey, play BillMartinezLive.com or play Bill Martinez Live, and Alexis will connect you directly to us. So on demand, our gift to you. So and coming soon. So we're getting ready to make that announcement. They're doing some beta testing right now, and so in some cases you might try it out, and wham, it's right there for you. Isn't that exciting? Just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez. American Commitment is led by Phil Kirpin, a leading free market policy analyst and advocate in Washington. Prior to joining American Commitment, Phil was the principal policy and legislative strategist at Americans for Prosperity for over 5 years. Phil, good to have you with us. Always good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, doing terrific. I'm watching the Democrats being rather gleeful right now. because of, the Republicans' failed attempt to come up with an answer to repeal and replace Obamacare. It doesn't sit well with me because this is the mess that they created, and for them to just, think like it's some kind of victory. But I think it's a loss for the American people, and they're missing the point. I mean, when is it, the country over politics?
It's a very disturbing situation that people are celebrating this collapse because Obamacare is not working. It's not sustainable. It's not defensible. We're going to have over 40% of the counties in America with zero or one insurance company left next year. Premiums have already more than doubled in the individual market in the 4 years Obamacare has been in place. There's no way any honest person who's not politically motivated can look at this state of affairs and say, let's not change it. Let's not do better than this. Let's keep it the way it is. And yet, Democrats have decided as a matter of political calculation that they will not vote for any changes to Obamacare. They will not negotiate. They will not come to the table. And therefore, Republicans have been trying to do this exercise all by themselves. And ideally, that would be fine because they'd come to a consensus and we get a very conservative health care bill. But they've been unable to do that. And,
exactly.
We're at the point now where, unfortunately, I think conservatives are going to be the ones sidelined, and you're going to get a very liberal bill that mostly is just, huge bailouts to insurance companies and maybe even making the individual mandate more draconian rather than repealing it to try to force people into Obamacare. And, I really worry now the direction that we're going is, look, the collapse of Obamacare is not going to be tolerated, so they're going to do something, but if they can't do a Republican bill, as much as this one was a little bit disappointing from a conservative standpoint, it could get a whole lot worse now if conservatives are replaced by Democrats at the negotiating table and they do just a big bipartisan bailout bill, which is what I fear might happen now.
Exactly. And that's what Mitch McConnell warned. Hey, you can negotiate with us or negotiate with them. How do you think you're going to fare, and how are you going to be able to go back to your constituency and tell them that you had to compromise? You couldn't compromise with Republicans, so you had to bring Democrats in and now really talk about the imbalance of perception and, what kind of healthcare program. As I've been saying, the infrastructure of single payer within the Obamacare plan has set up, and you've got to destroy that infrastructure. Otherwise, everything leads to single payer. I'm just hoping that people have what it takes to, get through this process, because I think that Jonathan Gruber and the architects of Obamacare said that eventually the American people will just lose faith, throw their hands up, throw the white flag of surrender out and say, give us single payer.
Yeah, the original plan of those guys, Gruber et al., a guy named Jacob Hacker from Yale actually said this on camera. The original idea behind Obamacare was they were going to get this public option in, and then they were going to basically use regulations to destroy all of the private market, so everyone would end up in the public option. You've got your back door to single payer. Now, blowback from the American people and all the political pressure and so forth, they weren't able to put that public option in the bill, so it's a little bit of a less direct path than what they wanted. But, you're right. If the private insurance is so overregulated and so hamstrung that it can't work and it's in collapse, and we're going to be at that point in nearly half the country as soon as next year, it's a very short step for people to say, hey, open up the Medicaid program to everyone in the state. When you're already expanding Medicaid to able-bodied working-age adults, which Obamacare does, and you're collapsing the private insurance market, it's not that big a jump to say, hey, we're going to open Medicaid to everyone in the state, and that's going to be our solution to these places with no private insurance left. And so I agree with you that that's where this leads, is to everyone on a government plan.
Well, Phil, I want to talk about Senator Menendez, but one final question here regarding the CBO. We got an evaluation of the proposed Republican health care program. What about a proposal of where Obamacare is today and where we will be if Obamacare, runs its course? Where's the CBO evaluation on that? Is that conceivable?
Well, the CBO is kind of impervious to reality when it comes to Obamacare. It's quite astonishing. If you look at the CBO baseline, which is what they're comparing the bills that are proposed to, so what they think is happening now with Obamacare, they say that Obamacare's got 15 million people in the exchanges this year in 2017, and it'll have 18 million next year in 2018, except that enrollment is already closed for 2017, and they're only about 10 million. So they're off by 5 million this year compared to what we already know reality is, and they're going to be off by at least 8 million next year because we know the number is going down, not up, and yet they estimate 18 million people in Obamacare for next year. And so they are, I believe, impervious to reality at the Congressional Budget Office. And their assumptions, they assume that Obamacare is not only stable but growing in enrollment, and they assume millions and millions more people are in it than we know to be the case. And so, you know, it would be nice if they would have a reality-based assessment of where Obamacare is and where it's going. But based on, you know, the baseline that they're using, I don't know how to describe it.
Well, I think that's missing.
A lot of people don't know.
And
the head of healthcare analysis at CBO, who's doing all these reports and running these models and so forth, is a woman named Holly Harvey, who was on the Hillary Care Task Force back in 1993. So, Republicans did not clean house at the CBO.
Exactly. Well, let's talk about Menendez. The Democrats, meanwhile, even though they're feeling good this morning, they've got some trouble on the horizon with this Menendez trial.
Yeah, it's finally coming. You and your listeners may remember he was indicted back in April of 2015. He's been able to string this thing out, stall it for 2.5 years. He tried to argue that his corrupt quid pro quo was part of his official duties as a senator, so it was protected by the speech and debate clause. He appealed that. He lost again. It finally went back down. He's got a trial date set, September 6th. It's coming up now in about 7 weeks. It's going to be very interesting to finally see this man on trial because, by the way, in the interim, for those who don't remember this, he was charged with corruption and bribery. A man named Salomon Melgen is his co-defendant, who gave him lavish trips on private jets, resort vacations in the Caribbean, money, campaign contributions, so on and so forth. In return, he wanted Menendez to make an investigation into Medicare fraud go away. And he tried to do that for him. He went to Secretary Sebelius at the time. They actually met in Harry Reid's office, and he said, stop this investigation. This man did nothing wrong, so on and so forth. In the time that he's delayed this trial on his charges, Melgen has now been convicted of Medicare fraud. He stole $105 million from Medicare in the very scheme that Menendez was trying to get the investigation dropped in exchange for the gifts and so on and so forth. And so I think the case against him has only gotten stronger while he stalled and delayed. And it's going to be very interesting, the spectacle of this trial finally happening in September. I think it's going to be very bad for Democrats.
We're talking real collusion here. Real collusion, ladies and gentlemen. Phil Kirpin on Bill Martinez Live. Phil, thank you so much. Appreciate the insight.
Have a good one.
You got it.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
This report is brought to you by Kia. Recent sales data prove that SUVs are more popular today than ever before. If you are in the market for an SUV or crossover, there are several factors to consider before you buy. One such consideration is form versus function. Do you go off-road, or do you simply prefer the space and style offered by an SUV? All-wheel drive is optional on many SUVs and crossovers, so if you live in an area that isn't subject to rugged driving conditions or extreme weather, you can avoid the unnecessary cost of a feature you won't use. The SUV or crossover for you depends on your driving needs. James Bell with Kia has more.
Kia's line of SUVs have something for everyone. The rugged Sorento and capable Sportage can take you on any adventure, off-road or on, while the efficient Niro Hybrid crossover provides the perfect balance of form and function, along with the ability to haul your gear in the most fuel-efficient way available.
For more information, including special promotions in your area, visit your local Kia dealer or log on to www.kia.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
A great president once said, "The 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help." Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money. Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, or you can hide it where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live. What more could you want?
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always an honor to have you along with us as we continue to deliver on our promise to find the truth no matter where it leads. And to this end, this is why we appreciate James Herson to be on with us every week. New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Oh, fantastic. It's a beautiful morning in Southern California.
Well, I'm across the pond from you in the other direction, so I am overlooking Poipu Bay right now, and it is just delicious. It's just so great looking.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, so we're here spending time with...
So it's really morning there.
Oh, yeah, very, very early. But, hey, here it is. It's all good, and we're making the most of it, hanging with the Ohana here, and you know how that goes. So, meanwhile, the rest of the world is moving at a fast speed. It's not about to slow down. And you tell me we've got a new media power shift in the works.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost kind of quiet behind the scenes. I mean, we have so much we're discussing. And what's happened is you have this large surplus of capital. You have a center in the world of innovation, and you have people that need the status and who are already taking over Hollywood. And what I'm talking about are the Silicon Valley tech companies, the big companies. We have seen a shift in Hollywood where they're now producing content, winning awards, making movies, making television shows. Netflix, one of these companies, spends $6 billion a year now on original content, and their content are called the streaming television shows. They're called television, but it's not, of course, television we used to know. But three of the top four most viewed television shows are Netflix. And we have Apple, Google, Facebook, and Twitter. And then, so what have we even seen just in the last few years?
Yeah, I was gonna ask you, James, real quick, just why the shift? I mean, Hollywood owned this corner of the block forever, and of course the networks, you know, then you had HBO moving in, but of course we've been seeing this trend of these internet companies taking over.
Right, but where they're moving toward is even more significant because they're about to take over the news business slowly but surely. You know, you remember a few years ago, one of the Facebook co-founders bought the New Republic. Then we had the big one, who's now the richest man in the world, Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos, bought the Washington Post. And we've seen what the Washington Post has been like. It's been a print version of CNN. It's changed. But just recently, the widow of Steve Jobs, her name is Lorraine Powell Jobs, she bought The Atlantic. The Atlantic is another one of these old line, very prestigious publications. It has tremendous influence, particularly in the echo chamber of the fake news.
Exactly.
And standing here looming to jump into the news business is the social media monster, Facebook.
Facebook,
with 2 billion users, with a huge amount of cash. They've already been launching original content. They hired Campbell Brown. Remember her? She was a CNN, NBC broadcast anchor. She's been working on partnerships with various news groups. Zuckerberg's consumed with the idea of fake news that appear on his site, you know, that any individual can post. And so it makes sense. Zuckerberg is going to want to emulate Bezos and make Facebook into a significant part of the news business. And get this, here's a statistic. 40% of Americans get their news content from Facebook. So if they create a news organization, it already has a leg up because it has the platform that now has these 2 billion people in the world, not just in the United States, but in the world. And Zuckerberg, I speculate, you know, he could buy a web-based thing. He could buy Newsmax that I write for. He could buy Politico. He got the cash. But I'm sure he's eyeballing the New York Times because, you know, Carlos Slim has a controlling share, another very, very wealthy billionaire from Mexico. So I suspect that he's going to make a play for the New York Times or something like the New York Times. And we would then have Bob Dylan singing, "The Times They Are Changing."
They are changing, yes, exactly. Well, but James, what are they going to do about this fake news aspect? I mean, because as we know, fake news has absolutely overwhelmed Facebook, I would say. And not to mention their traditional liberal bent anyway, though Zuckerberg would try to want you to think differently. I mean, you know, I still see a leopard there, and I still see the same spots.
Well, Zuckerberg has aspirations of running for office. Some people are saying that he wants to run for president. He made a visit to New Hampshire recently, to Iowa.
He and Maxine, you mean he wasn't there to be Maxine Waters' campaign manager? Is that what you're telling me?
No, I think they might pick her as a running mate, though. But, but the point being, he's trying to kind of split the baby, stay down the middle on this fake news thing. So he has a group of people that are supposedly now policing to see if there's fake news. But the problem being is that when Zuckerberg says the words fake news, what he means are when individuals put up clickbait stories to try to attract people. They do it, by the way, for both the left and right. Mm-hmm. And it's a way to make money. But the real problem of fake news in the United States of America is CNN, the Washington Post, the New York Times, the so-called mainstream media, which,
exactly,
for example, as we speak, is ignoring and not reporting on the massive scandal involving the DNC and Debbie Wasserman Schultz and her IT guy. And they're ignoring that story and instead reporting story after story.
Well, they're still going after the Russians. Come on, please. I mean, and most of America has had their fill with that, right?
That's right. And, of course, the big story now is chaos in the White House. The White House is out of control. Everyone's trying to kill each other in the White House. Palace intrigue, blah, blah, blah. And ignoring, you know, another story they ignore are the record profits and the almost 3% growth that all of a sudden we're experiencing that we never experienced in the last 8 years. No, let's not report on that. So, yeah, we have a fake news problem, but it's one that Zuckerberg's not going to address. And unfortunately, the Silicon Valley people almost are doubled down on the kinds of worldviews that the Democrats push. The only possible hope is that at least the people from Silicon Valley are entrepreneurial, and they tend to be libertarian. They don't always seek a government solution. And so there may be some hope to convert them over. But, you know, they detest Trump probably just as much as the people in Hollywood do.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that echo chamber is so pervasive. You know, those cocktail parties, they're all drinking the same cocktails. But I see it at a grave expense. I mean, the reason that the Times and all these other publications, the Atlantic, are so vulnerable is that this is of their own creation. And maybe it just hasn't gotten bad enough, James.
Yeah, it could be. And it would be really nice if, you know, the public as a whole would reject news with this kind of slanted, agenda-driven content. But unfortunately, it hasn't worked out that way. Rachel Maddow is doing well. MSNBC is doing well. CNN's in the toilet. But, you know, it doesn't stop them or change their content. They've never really cared about the ratings or the profits.
Which is amazing to me, because just what you want to be is a holder of CNN stock, if nothing else. I guess, you know, you have to be so sentimentally attached that you want to support this crazy cause that is going right into the tank. I'm talking about CNN, you know, specifically. But, you know, when you think about it, though, James, even with Maddow's rise, it's not like she commands you know, even 50% of the audience out there. I mean, I mean, we're still talking very small single digit numbers here.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, compared to
most of it came from people who turned away from CNN and they went to MSNBC. And there's maybe a very small percentage of Fox viewers who maybe missed Megyn Kelly and went to MSNBC. But, you know, the catalyst for this tension we see in the media that's unprecedented and this hatred for Trump, it comes from one stat. And that stat is the new chief of staff, John Kelly, who ran Homeland Security, 78% lower border crossings in the United States of America. Silicon Valley doesn't like that. Hollywood doesn't like that. The media establishment doesn't like that. The Democratic Party obviously doesn't like it. Those are their voters. And neither does the Republican establishment. And that is where the tensions come from. They may talk about Trump's tweets. He's a Bulgarian, blah, blah, blah. But that is the singular issue they all reject. And he is still champion, and that's an issue the American people support him on.
Well, we'll see. Yeah, and we'll see what happens. I mean, if MS-13 starts, you know, buying up real estate in Silicon Valley, we'll see how much they want to continue to embrace some of this craziness. James Hurston has been with us. James, as always, great to have your insight. New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. We'll keep an eye on this new media power shift because clearly it is moving like a tsunami, isn't it?
It sure is.
Thank you, James. Appreciate it, buddy.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
It's a no-brainer.